The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What's going on, Skanks? We're so excited to announce that the Legion of Skanks is going out together for the first time ever. Starting this summer, August 10th, 11th, and 12th, we're doing a run of theater shows starting in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts, and at the Foxwoods Casino and Resort. Tickets are on sale now at BigJComedy.com or at LewisOfSkanks.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb fast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. A natural born killer, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the Clash!
We were talking before I'm going to the movies after this to see Cocaine Bear. You didn't like it, Jay?
It's not very long, and it got long. That's the best way I could say. But there's funny parts. There's very funny parts.
Yeah. I'm just going for the experience of being in the movie theater.
Absolutely. And it'll be a fun thing to see in theater. It's like over the top violent. It's just like it's a comedy, and it's slow in the department of comedy.
So am I, though. I mean,
fair.
Well, it's so funny. Like,
it might speak my language. Narrated by Luis J. Gomez.
It's so funny to like a movie so much that's so like, I don't know if it's low rated, but definitely underrated. Is like a movie like Hot Rod. Like, there's not a scene in the movie where it doesn't make me laugh out loud. You know what I mean? Every scene had something really funny. And Cocaine Bear is not. It's just like slow burn funny.
Hot Rod was really fucking funny. Hot Rod was like all. I feel like it was like right before all those guys like really blew. You know what I mean? Like they were still kind of like, I don't know. There's like they were known. I guess what's his name?
He was known, but it just didn't do well in theaters. Like no one cared.
And he wasn't like famous. Like he got and then what's his name was in it and wasn't. It was like before. What's the dude's name?
The Lonely Island guys. Oh, Danny McBride.
Danny McBride, but he was like before he was like huge.
Bill Hader.
You know?
Bill Hader.
He wasn't even that big yet in it too. And they were just all every one of them was really funny in it.
I literally have never seen Hot Rod.
It's funny.
It's one of that and Quick Change are two of my favorite comedies. There's just Quick Change is a great comedy too. You're going to the theater today. Are you going to one that has lay down seats? Those get dangerous to me because I will conk if the movie's slow at all.
I fall asleep almost on any movie that I ever watch ever. Like that's just like,
yeah.
I don't know if we're doing that. We're doing like, yeah, no, we are. Yeah. We're doing AMC. What do they call it? AMC Dine-In or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. AMC Dine-In. It's in Jersey. Yeah. But I went to the one in the city, the Alamo Draft House. Dave, you were saying you don't like the fucking like extended like movie theater experience where it's alcohol and a real meal.
No. I wasn't saying I don't like it. I was just saying it's like there's something strange about it. Like it almost feels like it's just not the way it's supposed to be. Like it just feels like.
Bring up the article or the pictures of the thing going up in the place near me.
It's like I'm not going to get a cocktail and a shrimp cocktail or whatever if like they're offering it. Like I'll get it, but it just feels like I'm supposed to be having like a Pepsi and popcorn at the movies.
Yeah, but they have all that too. I'm not gonna choose that.
No, but Dave is right though. I have gone to ones that don't just have simple Pepsi and a popcorn. The popcorn's all so you can get caramel, a chocolate peanut popcorn, or you can get like some kind of other like salty one, but it's not just like popcorn. Like there is something about just going getting that stupid bucket of popcorn and Raisinets and a big old cardboard cup of soda.
I haven't been to a movie in years. I mean, I don't really go. And I think I've only done one of those like once. I think only once. So I don't really do it a lot. But I used to go to the movies, like, you know, we all grew up going to the movies and stuff. And just always just felt, it felt so like foreign, like this was never supposed to be an option.
Well, when they have to do too much, too much can be. So I don't think anyone, I've never met a person who gives a shit about the 4D movie theater experience.
No, it's I never do 3D. Yeah.
The technology is not there. It's not that, it's not worth it. Ever.
It's very rare that I'm like, oh yeah, I need to see this in 3D. I saw Gravity in 3D, and that was actually pretty cool.
That made me
like
nauseous.
That was the only movie that I've ever seen in 3D where I didn't regret it. Actually, usually I'm like, oh, this is annoying. Like I get kind of a headache, get kind of like dizzy. It's distracting. It takes you out of the story. You're constantly being reminded that you're watching like a movie versus sort of letting yourself go to the experience. Yeah. You know, so yeah, I don't really like that. I don't even like a big, massive fucking. I like an old school theater. There's a theater near my house in Jersey that's an old school fucking theater. Like it looks like it's out of the 80s. Like the whole vibe's like.
Was the curtain open?
Machine.
Remember the curtain would open sometimes.
Yeah.
I fucking used to.
But they've taken experience out of almost anything. It's like, you know, it's what they say about like the airport. People used to get dressed up to fly, and now it's like a fucking bus station. Do you know what I mean? Like going to the movies used to remember like Orphan Annie, like the Rockettes would come out and do a performance first and shit.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was a movie theater. Radio City Music Hall was like they'd show movies there. And it's like, that's a fucking, it's like 5,000 seats.
Yeah. It's a, you know, a night out, a fucking, you know, but you know, that's just sort of like, that's all going away. Like that old classic fucking way to be. Like even going to a nice restaurant now, you don't have to be dressed nice.
I
you
swear to
really
you,
right I've gone sweatpants.
I've gone to a pretty nice place that I liked, so I went back. And both I realized last night when I went there, both times wearing sweatpants, and I'm like,
"What
that's
place
not,
was it?"
Maison Pickle, so good.
Maison Pickle,
really, really nice. Good. Check it out. Shout out Maison Pickle.
I went to a place in Chicago that
I was recognized the first time. Hang on, I was recognized the first time, and they took money off the bill. And I went last night. And they didn't.
They added the money on again.
They go, by the way, you still owe us $55 from last week.
By the way, we thought you were someone else last week. So we're going to
add. Oh, you're not the guy from Lost? Give me back my goddamn ribs.
Yeah. I went to a place in Chicago and they gave me a suit jacket from the back.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a classic chop house. Which
like
I like.
They made you wear it.
Yeah. They were like, sir, you're going to need to wear a jacket. I was like, I don't have one. They were like, we have this one. We blew the dust off it.
I think you just gotta sit down in someone else's jacket.
It's too small. I'm like,
well, I'll tell you what blows about that. If I came in wearing a jacket, I think when you sit down at a steakhouse to eat, I'd probably take the jacket off.
Yeah. Yeah. That is bizarre.
Place. Not this place. They wanted, but I kind of like
to eat in the jacket. I don't like that. Everything you go, like your shoulder pads puff up.
He goes, sir, how's your steak? You go, well, it'd be better if I wasn't eating it wearing an ill-fitting jacket.
But yeah, I'd prefer this steak without some dude's jacket.
A jacket that was tailored for another man.
Also, it was a jacket that was definitely left behind.
Yeah,
it's like a lost and found of jackets.
When they throw people out, they take their jackets. That's the thing. Give me your jacket.
Yeah, there's a place in Paris, France that I want to take my chick to one day. And apparently, this is some fucking old timey shit. I fucking love this, right? And the menus, the female version of the menu doesn't have prices. Like just the male version of the menu has prices. And this place has
like
8 seats in the restaurant. It's like, oh, like really, like it's been around for a long time. It's like really hard to get reservations at. But it's like some fucking real deal classic. Like
you got a girl walking around selling cigarettes out of a tray. Loose cigarettes.
I dig that.
These dames don't need another prices.
Gentlemen, can I get you a Chesterfield?
Here's your menu, ma'am. Don't worry. We won't confuse you with any of them numbers.
It's not the 30s in Brooklyn. I don't know what you guys are doing that accent. It's Paris, France.
Dude, that was a really funny
just old-timey.
I just finished up that Handmaid's Tale show, which I highly recommend. But that's the funny, you know, in that society, women can't read. So anything like directions that they need to see, or like pictures, it's like a child, it's like picture books of like, you know, if there's fire, it's like picture of fire and then running, like screaming, running women.
Then we let him vote.
And then everything turned around. No, that show is about everything got stripped down. It's basically right. The Handmaid's Tale is like if Nazi Germany happened, like here, there was like a rise up within America and it just became this totalitarian society. It's awesome. Crazy show.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't know what any of those words meant you just said.
Well, you know, you choose to block those words out, Lewis.
Totalitarianism? I mean, what the fuck does that even mean?
Well, like, think like COVID.
Think like COVID. Think like, no, he's saying think like if you were COVID.
Oh, how would COVID?
What would you say about totality?
Oh man, I'm going to infect this guy so bad.
What would COVID do? What would COVID do? Hey, you know what? I'm not even that dangerous. You know, folks, I'm a little bit blown out of proportion, if we're being honest.
I mean, you know, so might give you a nasty headache. I'm nothing to shut the world down over.
A system of government that is centralized and dictatorial
and requires complete subservience to the state. Oh, yeah, I was explaining it to you.
It's like total authoritarianism. It's like complete control of everything. It's like, you know, they say the Nazis were totalitarian or the commies.
Yeah, the idea of society, it's like they control what you eat, what, like everything. There's no press, no free press.
There you go, Jay.
Damn, Jay. This show really got you.
Good show.
Oh, shit. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. I almost got another ticket today, by the way.
Oh, wait a second. Bobby, did you find that new movie theater thing?
Is it just theater it's in called, the in it's the called field?
Like theater? No. Oh. It's called building.
Well, maybe don't give everyone your address.
No, I'm not. Blurt that out. I trust you guys. It's not like you put porn on YouTube and shit.
Or Lewis's address. What was it?
It was my address, my phone number. I mean, it was like all these different fucking things. It's fucking crazy.
So I have pictures of the theater.
Oh, yeah, let me see. It looked like it was a lot. Like full tables.
Let's see.
Now, I gotta say, I don't want to lay down and eat. That looks like your only choice to lay down and eat.
You gotta lay down?
Do
they recline? They recline, probably.
Those ones look like they recline. The other ones look like they were just out.
Like yeah, dude, I would, dude, give me a blanket. I'll lie down on my side and fucking.
Well, I'll tell you, besides, it's not really a highly impressive.
It doesn't look that great. Anyway.
But it's
it's called This Ain't That Impressive. Beautiful new dining cinema is opening in New York City. Yeah. I think they have to do that almost now to like fucking change the movie going experience. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, well, now, I guess that's true.
COVID kind of fucked it up because COVID made everyone realize like how much we really enjoyed watching a new movie from our TV at home.
Oh my God. Right?
Like $20, let's go. I'll pay $20 in a heartbeat to not have to fucking.
Yeah, if you have like a nice TV, if you have like a
yeah.
Thing, it's like watching a movie at my house is like pretty great.
Well, it's overall. COVID. One of the silver linings of COVID was it almost made a lot of people realize like, oh, we were kind of doing things in a way that we didn't really need to be doing them necessarily.
I thought you were going
to
say it killed the fats.
Well, the fats, the olds, sure. But like,
be gone with them.
But like, you're like, oh, okay. Like there are these jobs that don't really need to go into the office every day. Like they kind of could have been working remotely, you know? And also you're just like, yeah, look, we all have basically movie theaters in our houses. We have these gigantic TVs now with like amazing clarity and we have the internet. It's like, what really is the point? You know, like there's just no need for this anymore.
I have seven medium sized TVs in my house.
Well, sell them and get two nice.
I don't have one giant impressive television in my house. My TV is pretty big, but like I can't even tell you how many inches. Maybe like 60. I don't know. Like it's big, but
that's big to you. Jay's literally so hurt right now. He's ordering Lewis an 80-inch TV
like that. Like,
I can't have a friend.
What if I have to watch something at your home one day? I wouldn't put myself through that.
The TV that's in my gaming room right now, the one that's right here that I'm looking at, I mean, a decade ago, this would have been, I would have been like, look at my massive television. Like,
would have been, like, everyone would have been hanging at your house every day because you
have sporting events at my house, video games at my house. And now it looks like a goddamn microwave from here. It fucking stinks.
I have a 65 inch in my bedroom and a 74 in the living room, which is it's makes much more of a difference than a 60 inch than you would think.
Yeah.
Like it's there's a huge difference in it. It's difficult to fucking move.
Go fuck yourself. No, yeah. Dave.
Yeah.
70 inch TV.
You could have it. You just choose not to.
70 inch TV is a respectable bedroom television.
Before, sure. My bedroom TV is like
my bedroom's 65. My living room is 74.
Okay. Those are respectable numbers, Dave.
Thanks, bro.
Those are respectable numbers. And you know what I appreciate, Dave? Before you made these decisions, you called me in on it.
Oh, I did.
Pull the curtain here a little bit. Dave reached out and had some television questions that I was able to answer.
Well, I did feel like you were the guy decisions. To ask. Well, I when I got the house, I needed new TVs because there's more rooms in this house. And I was like, I got to get a couple new TVs. But I don't really know which brand I should get. And I was like, why am I having this debate?
I just wouldn't get TVs for those empty rooms. I would just leave those rooms empty. I would wall off that section of my home.
Well,
it would be a secret rooms that I would keep women in.
Well, that is one way to play it. But I want those women to be able to watch some TV if they want to.
You watch.
No, well, I needed. So there's like, I have like,
Dave, you have one little TV in the room, like black and white, and you come onto it like once a day. It's like, would you like to play a game, ladies? the tiniest little, it's like in a hospital camera, like one of those little black and white ones.
Well, I will say Jay also gave me good advice. I got, cause I had my TV was a Sony. I just didn't really like it that much. And Jay was like, the interface on the Samsung is much better. And I got to say, love the Samsung. Love them. They're way better.
Samsung's a jam on TV. LG too, but LG has beef with some apps, so you're not going to get some apps.
I got an LG for my studio.
Great.
Because I just wanted like a big monitor there, and I'm not really going to use like any of the apps.
True black, yeah. Dave. True black, yeah. On the LGs.
The picture is fantastic.
Phenomenal. They just don't have great interface.
But to be honest, the picture, when you get 8K TVs, it's so good. I can't even really tell the difference between they're all just so good.
Look at Lewis's face, dude. He looks like an idiot right now.
No, our audience is rolling their eyes listening to you assholes talk about your fucking 8K 80 inch fucking televisions, whereas me and the fucking mine's real people 90. Are down here.
No, mine's 90. Dave's got a 70 something.
Is yours 90? No, really?
No, yeah. Dude, I'm a man of the people. I don't need a fucking big TV to prove what I am, dude. I need 7 medium
sized vacations. I need 7 vacations to Jamaica a year.
Yeah, dude. No, first of all, it's 1 vacation to Jamaica a year, you piece of shit. Don't be an asshole.
I need 7 vacations a year, one for every medium sized TV in my house.
I buy a vacation for every. I got to celebrate every TV purchase.
James, Jay, I am creating experiences for myself, my family, my loved ones, memories that are irreplaceable.
So am I.
Jay, my memory of the movie is the same memory of your movie, dude. You're just bigger. Your memory is bigger? I don't think so, dude.
Oh, it is. Oh, man. Me and Isabella just watching like the Sixers win a game together on a 90 inch. You see our silhouettes in front of the television.
Right, watching
those are
a
memories
movie,
forever.
Watching a movie, you're just watching a movie. But if you're jerking off while you're watching that movie, that's an experience. Jay can do that every day.
Every single day.
I'm starting to think you've never had an experience, Lewis.
This picture like I have a sty, but I don't have a sty.
Do you not have a sty? I've been styless for a very long time. Have you guys?
Yeah, me too.
That?
Maybe
that's
you have.
It looks like I have one, doesn't it?
Maybe you have a sty coming in. Is your computer set to future mode?
Oh, do I have this thing set on future?
Dude, I was getting fucking regular styes. Like, whoa. And literally, if I don't do cocaine, I don't get them.
Oh,
I had one popping in a little bit recently. I hadn't done cocaine. I was like, fuck, dude, I was going to think I'm doing coke. And then it didn't even come out. I felt like the itchiness when you know you're going to get a sty. And I was like, oh, shit. And then I started hot compressing it immediately. Never arose.
Yeah, there have been times that I thought Lewis was doing coke, but it was never during the time when he was doing coke. Then I didn't think it at all.
I thought that was a sty phase.
No, I would just.
I didn't know it was also a Coke phase.
I thought Lewis just had a sty phase where he talked too much.
Bobby, what I want you to do is I want you to have one of the interns go back and watch Legion of Skanks during the Coke era, my Coke era. And I want you guys to put together a compilation of me leaving to go to the bathroom put it out on the new YouTube channel.
You know, it's funny, Lewis. You have the same like thing above your eyelid in your picture.
What?
I don't know. It's like a weird thing.
What thing?
We both have like almost like a dot on our eyelids.
I don't have a dot on my eyelid, Jay. Stop trying to bring me into your fucking nasty sty eye.
You see what I'm saying, Dave? Right there, particularly?
Which one? Which eye? Because I have a
sty. I don't see it.
Not that one. Not that one. Maybe it's my monitor of some sort. Well,
that makes you wonder because I have a little bit of scar tissue from having the sty removed from this eye.
No, it's not even that one. It was the other one. I think it's just lighting.
No, I think
I can't. I don't see it.
I think that's. I think you're seeing your own sty in your eye. So now you're just seeing styes everywhere.
Nope, Dave's got no sty.
Well, I mean,
as far as I could tell, Dave's got no sty.
No, nothing here.
Who's got the 55 inch here?
That's me. I just got a little 55er.
Well, thank God you don't have to have a child to look up to you.
Thanks.
Hey, good news, Bobby. You're childless, so everything's going to be fine with that TV.
Knock on wood.
We have to do BOPAB in a few. Where's the finals?
Finals. Wow.
Finals, which I'm very excited about. Also, Alex sent us a bunch of stories, which is kind of fun. So why don't we do plugs real quick?
Let's Alex, you have a 75 inch? That's respectable. That's no respectable.
It's no, a living room, though. And then in our bedroom, we have a projector, which is like not great quality, but it's huge.
Yeah, but it's
that dumb. I don't get that I don't like. Yeah.
I like
projector sucks.
To shut it off and not have any like trace of it in the room, you know?
Yes, but no.
You gotta get why?
You gotta get two.
I'm not like when I turn my TV off, I'm not like, oh man, it's still there.
No, I think it's taking space, just space, you mean, right?
No.
Right. Yeah, it takes up space. It's like a weird, just like...
comes like a couple inches off the wall.
Yeah, it's not like that room's already packed with inches.
All right. Yeah, let's do plugs.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
I'll go. You thought that out.
LewisofSkanks.com. If you're watching live this weekend, I will be in San Diego, California, March 16th through 18th. Then I'll be in St. Louis, April 14th and 15th, April 21st, 22nd, West Jordan, Utah, May 5th through 6th, Fort Worth. Then I'm going to be in Houston, Texas, Lafayette, Louisiana, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Emmaus, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Illinois, Detroit's up on the website now. A bunch of these dates all coming up all throughout the beginning of the summer and the spring. And then the Legion of Skanks Live. We're doing a little theater run, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts, and Nashantucket, Connecticut, August 10th through 12th. A mixture of live stand-up podcasts, very special surprises. We're going to be giving out fucking cash and blowjobs and fucking foot rubs and all that shit. It's going to be quite the time. So come out
sucking,
to those theater shows.
Fucking dancing.
Fucking licking,
limbo
taking and also subscribe to Gas Digital. We had a brand new website that we're launching, brand new apps that we're launching. Everything is being tested right now. Lots of great stuff happening for Gas Digital, so make sure you subscribe. You get the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network, plus you get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. So come be a part of the Gas Digital community, please.
Go ahead.
Hell yeah. Oh, I got a bunch of stuff coming up. Next weekend, I'll be at the Comedy Connection out in Providence, Rhode Island. I got Chris Vega coming out with me for those shows. And then I'll be at the Albany Funny Bone, Zany's in Chicago, Side Splitters in Tampa. And then I got the Syracuse Funny Bone coming up. Whole bunch more stuff. ComicDaveSmith.com for all the ticket links. Also, April 1st to celebrate Puerto Rican Rattlesnake's birthday, I will be in New York City at a Mises Caucus event with my Meacocks, giving a speech there. It's the Decentralized Revolution Tour.
So and, nothing to do with Lewis birthday. At all.
It's my birthday.
No, I'm doing it to celebrate Lewis's birthday.
Suck Meacock. That's what I say. Yeah.
That's not bad. Maybe I'll open with that. Anyway,
come
I'll be
a
there.
Fucking shot.
LPMisesCaucus.com is the website if you want to get that. They're doing like a whole national tour going all around, but I'm doing the one in New York City. But come on out. If you're in the city, come on out to that shit. Meacocks, unite. And then afterward,
I've been saying it wrong. I've been saying
shoot.
Dave's out there for the Mises causes. I've been saying it
no,
wrong.
It's the Mises Caucus, but we call them Meacocks for short. And as soon as I'm done with the event, literally as soon as I'm done with it, I will be shooting Lewis a happy birthday text.
Ooh, that is a big day. Let him know how successful the event was.
ComicDaveSmith.com for all tickets and dates and all that stuff.
BigJComedy.com for all of my dates this weekend, everyone. Louisville, Kentucky, first time there. Louisville Comedy Club, Friday and Saturday. John Carden going to be there with me. Next weekend, Comedy at the Carlson, Rochester. It's been a long time since I've been there, so come check me out. Comedy at the Carlson, that's also Friday and Saturday. Only from there, Spokane, Washington. I'm going to be in Austin, Texas. I'm going to be doing Kill Tony and some other fun stuff while I'm out there. And then, yeah, a bunch of stuff leading up to the specials coming out. It's only a few weeks away, everyone. April 5th, the official release date for Dog Belly Live from Skankfest, coming out on YouTube. Very, very excited for that. And, of course, the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network and the new Bonfire with me and Robert Kelly. 4 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. It's been fun. Bobby's so goddamn fun.
He's the best. He really is. You know what? I'll say this. So I'm, it's not official, but it's basically official. We're going to be shooting, Gas Digital is going to be shooting a half dozen half hour specials coming up this summer, all throughout the summer. And I'm going to be one of them. Dave.
A half dozen.
I think you're going to be one of them as well. Few other people. No way. But Bobby.
Yeah, no, I got to figure. I got to like just kind of figure out how to make it a half hour because I have like this new hour. But I'll figure it out and we'll fucking.
Yeah.
We'll
get it going. But yeah, Bobby is going to direct mine, I believe.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Nice.
I'll be honest with you, dude.
Max is directing mine.
If they're only half hour specials, maybe
what was that? I thought that was the joke.
Is that the joke, Bruce? I don't think so. That seems like not a very J joke.
It was a J joke.
Oh. I laughed at it. Like, oh yeah, it's like a totally joke. Oh, whoop, signal's coming.
He goes, I'll tell you what, man, if they're only half hour specials, I'd be probably willing to
Lewis didn't care for it.
No.
Well, I don't get it.
That Jay's not going to do it.
Yeah, remember when Dave was given like the cut when you were saying he was going to do it, and I was like, actually, dude,
the idea was we're all
maybe I'll throw my just cut off.
Then Bobby comes on. I'm not directing your special, dude.
Dude, I don't like you. Lose my number.
Oh, Bobby Kelly is directing it. I swear, I thought you meant Bobby Hutch.
That's hilarious. Why would I be announcing Bobby Hutch directing my special?
Oh,
hilarious.
That's so funny.
It's not hilarious. Also, I have some fun stuff, some fun announcements coming up for the summertime. And Bert Kreischer roast is actually coming out pretty soon. So check that out. OnlyFans for free. Maybe we'll put a link to the trailer or something. And the trailer is out for that. So it's pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
Fun time.
Fuck yeah.
Fun night with fun people. Oh, also those shows, like, shit, I got to promote those, too. They're selling well. Me, Shane Gillis, Nick Mullen, Tim Dillon, the Finance Gentleman shows. We're doing two shows, one Hershey, Pennsylvania, one in South Carolina. Tickets available. You can get those on my website, too, BigJComedy.com. That's all. That's all. Should we jump into some BotBab?
Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
It's the finals.
Battle of the Badass Bees.
Are we ready to find out who's this year's winner? It's been, by the way, this one's been a journey. I've enjoyed this one, man. There's been some real, I've had real emotion behind this one.
Yeah, this has been by far the hardest competition.
Yeah.
The best competition. And I think one of the funniest times we've ever done, BotBab. A lot of fun that we had the whole time. No, it was great, dude. We all we laughed. We laughed, we cried, we smiled, we teared up, we jerked off.
And then to think next week we start a whole new BotBab tournament. It's incredible.
It kicks up once again. We take 1 week break, but the week break is just a full celebration of the work of the winner of last year's BotBab. And then we begin this season's BotBab. Oh yeah, wow.
So this Wild is our Plains finals
Midnight Threat.
I forgot who the finals were.
Midnight Threat sent us a box full of
their shirts.
shirts.
Oh, nice.
Here's the full bracket.
We're just using them as toilet paper at the studios.
Yeah.
No, I was like, cool. Nice. There's not a lot of extra toilet paper at the studio. Yeah.
Cum rags.
Yeah, dude. Just blowing snot rockets into them.
Nice music, assholes. We're going to use your shirts as cum rags. Anyway, let's hear what they bring. What do they bring to the table?
So in this round, they're doing live performances, and we're giving them full songs, no?
Yes.
Wow. This is a big deal, guys. This means we get a full 3.5 minutes of not having to do anything.
It is all come down to this. Wild Plains versus Midnight Threat in the championship battle of the Battle of the Badass Bands. This is very exciting. Peter DeWang. I know what we're thinking. I think they were a little ripped. Prime and PM were probably robbed. Bundy and the Spins took one up the ass. It's come to this.
Let's see. So remind us, Wild Plains. Did they send us a message? Do we have any? We should have had them send us a personalized message too. I want personalized messages next year.
Absolutely.
We are 2 months away from personalized messages.
Well, Wild Plains sent a little opening to the
good.
Video.
That's what I needed. A personalized message. They knew what I wanted.
The audio's not great on the opening, but the audio for the music is perfect.
Is it homemade pornography?
No. Do you want to watch it?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, here we go. This is Wild Plains.
We care about the core values, as well as being the greatest gay Bulgarian magic show the world has ever seen. Gay Pride, baby. Come check us out. Now, this might look a little rapey, but we don't do what you guys are saying. We don't do that kind of thing. Yeah. Check it out here. Three principles we always follow are PMS.
Pussy, money, and sleep.
Sleep. Pussy, money, and sleep.
Check it out. Come on, get closer.
This is them performing. This is it, guys. This is a big fucking deal, guys.
Cool loft.
Hell yeah, dude.
Didn't think Curly was playing drums.
Oh, wow. Curly's playing drums.
All right.
This is it. It's for all the money.
Two shots to the liver. In the leveling, I've got much to deliver, but only some of it's me. It's been a cold, cold night. I had to put up a fight so I can make it back home. Yeah, I made it back home. I've got nothing to lose. What? You didn't hear the news? I'm back!
Yeah, they're rocking.
Now we're sitting alone. You never pick up the phone. I caught wind, you were fooling around. Now I'm shaking down to the bone. I got a home with a letter for your back door, man. Hey, I'm back, so you better run as far as you can. I've got nothing to lose. I guess you didn't hear the news.
Legion of Skanks.
Hell yeah.
We're going to be working on our magic show. Bring it to Vegas, hopefully.
Hey.
Doggy, we got it. I mean, these guys are doing the thing where you pick a really long karaoke song. Like, you fucking asshole. You had to pick Friends in Low Places. It's just the same thing over and over again at the end for 3 minutes.
Well, I think they're about to do solos again. I think they fucking shred, man.
No, they shred. I like it so far. I don't want to interrupt them anymore, but I just wanted to put that out there.
That song's called I'm Back.
Oh, yeah.
I gathered. That is going to be, it's gonna be tough to beat, man. Those guys are fucking good musicians, man.
Jeez. Great musicians. They're fun really energy. Good. I can see them sitting in well at
Skankfest. Song was catchy. Now, I mean, you know, for the sake of this being a comedy show, they did a lot of hilarious rock performance tropes. The scissoring guitars. So the scissoring guitars a lot. Every time there was just music playing, they had to go over and, like, guitar make out. go, like, over there just grinding hips at each other. Hilarious.
But you know what, like, rock and roll,
they have to do that.
But yeah, but I like the fact it's almost a throwback to fucking, like, real deal, like, rock and roll.
I'm envious fun. You can't do it. That's what I used to say. It's what the intrinsic difference between those two things, a rock star and thing. It's like, we're supposed to laugh at somebody trying to be cool, and in rock and
roll, I like them not taking themselves seriously. I like the fact that they get what they're doing. I don't think that they were doing, I think that they were self-aware with that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
And I think that they're fucking, you know, it's an homage to the music and the style of fucking metal that I grew up with. You know, 80s metal and hair metal, it feels like it has a lot of that influence. I really dug it. I think the energy is a lot of fun.
Their music's kind of all over the place, too, because I think that sounded different than a lot of the other stuff. That was like a AC/DC kind of, like, exactly, garage rock. Fuck, that riff after he says I'm back rules. That was a really good song, a great performance. Those guys are good at their instruments, man. Damn.
There are no losers here in the
finals. They're real deal, like, talented musicians, and they put together a really cool live video. Like, that loft was just cool. It was like a really excellent submission.
Let's see, and their competition.
Midnight Threat.
Let's see. And this, I like the fact that they gave us a little message. They gave us a personal little message. Now, is Midnight Threat, is this just any live performance?
This is a live show, like, with an audience and everything.
Yeah, so this is... Now, here's the thing. I will say, before I even watch it, I like the fact that fucking Wild Plain gave us a personalized experience. Yeah. You know, this is just the live show. No, we didn't say it was part of...
Nope. Yeah, I don't want to take this away.
I'm just saying that was... It already made... It felt personal. I like that. I think that was a good strategic move on their end.
But this might rule because you get to see energy too, you know? So.
Yeah.
All right. This song is called Bite. Here we go.
Oh, thank you guys so very fucking much. This is fantastic. Go!
Pause it. Jay, what is the laugh about? I need to know what you're laughing about.
You're going to cut this out. Well, why? I can tell. As I was starting to think it, I could just put Bobby, I believe. Are you controlling the thing, Bobby?
Yes.
Bobby wants check to check the time. How much was left. And I was looking at all three of our screens like, yo, I was thinking about saying pause it to go. It's like, we are waiting for this to be over. Bobby, cut this out legitimately. But like,
no, don't cut it out. Why? Why cut it out? Let's keep it real ass.
Core values, bro.
Core values. Stop being a pussy.
Gotta keep it real ass. What I feel like when I'm watching them, feel like I saw a band. I feel like Midnight Threat has to like they're young, they're new, and they're gonna like mature the thing. I don't know how long Wild Planes is doing it, but they seem like they've been doing it forever together. They were so in sync, man. It's really, it's nothing to do with the being in front of the audience or not. I mean, their sound quality was definitely better.
The sound quality is way better.
It's a bit of an issue. for judging.
So I think that, all right, look, here's the thing. I think we all agree. It's pretty obvious. I think everyone here who's going to win this, right? And Midnight Threat is fucking great. Okay, yeah. They really are. And every round, I've been fucking really impressed with them.
I've loved Midnight Threat.
That was not a great tape. That was just not a great. It was not a great tape of their performance. It wasn't. It was my least favorite of every song that they sent in. I really liked everything they sent in.
His vocals weren't coming through the recording like that well at all. Like you couldn't really it just wasn't. And again, I just agree with Lewis. I mean, look, they're in the finals for a reason. They're in the finals, unlike the most stacked year we've ever had. So obviously, love these guys.
None of us were in a severe disagreement over who should be in the finals.
Yeah, I agree with Lewis too. Of all the songs I've heard from him, this was the one that just didn't really do it for me.
Yeah, it was
Bobby checking the time, dude, made me laugh so hard.
Dude, so fucking funny. And no, look, you can keep it. It's fine. Well, that wasn't. You know, it is what it is. That wasn't a fucking great.
They also just again, it's just like, you know, it's one of those contests. You don't get to see what the other person brings to the table just yet with live performance. And Wild Planes, man, that's a great performance. They should show that.
It was also a big
example of what they do.
It was a big advantage for them that clearly they have they have really great equipment. And they put together a super professional looking.
Midnight Threat, they have they have great equipment obviously as well. But what happened there was Wild Planes recorded they recorded tracks to make sure they probably did 10 fucking takes. They made sure that it sounded really good. They mixed it down.
Yeah,
they put together a fucking tape that was incredible. And I have experience with we watch tapes for Skankfest, right? When comedians do this, when a comedian comes in with a cell phone tape and it's shitty audio, you sort of it's harder to sort of grab you. When somebody sends in a tape for Skankfest and it's like a fucking great camera audio through the board, the audience is mic'd and it just comes off. It's very professional and makes it more enjoyable to watch. So in this round, I think that a very big part of this is the fact that they did a great job putting together a great tape of their music. Whereas Midnight Threat took a live performance where they had some people out and they're like, oh, let's send in this song. It's a good song or whatever. And I think that they maybe because they know the music really well, they didn't exactly see exactly, you know, it sounded like it was coming through kind of like a tin can. The vocals were really, really low. It was a little bit too repetitive of a riff for too long. I like Midnight Threat a lot. I'll wear their t-shirt, I'll wear their merch. But if I'm voting right now, I gotta say Wild Planes.
Yeah.
That's all right. Wild me and Jay go Midnight Threat.
Minute three, moving on. You are the winners.
Your winner of this year's the 2023 Battle of the Badass Bands is Wild Planes. They came, they saw incredible, incredible performances. They win $2,000 in cold hard cash.
And when you guys watch this, make sure you get a copy of that whole bracket there that was up on the screen. Like, check all these bands out. This year, there wasn't a shitty band.
Yeah. And we'll see. We can talk to them about maybe getting them to perform at Skankfest. We're going to have a lot more music at Skankfest than we've ever had in the past. So Wild Planes, you guys are the fucking best. Love to support these guys. Go support them. Download their music right now. Follow them on social media right now. Let them know that you heard about them on the Legion of Skanks Battle of the Badass Bands and all the other bands as well. Anybody that you guys really like. There's a lot of great standout artists that were fucking awesome.
Checked out a few of these
and that's
bands,
one of the things that I like to really do with this with Legion of Skanks. We get to fucking share this platform you know, you guys are fucking, you know, we've done this with everything from comedy to art to music. Like we, you know, once in a while we do these dead porn stars. We like
rapists, doctors who rape their unconscious.
But no, we
patients.
Like to, we like
rape
to, honestly, it's an opportunity to showcase some of the fucking fans awesome
mother
shit that they do as well.
Now you're right, Lewis, and it is cool when you can do that, especially when it's someone who like, oh, you're like, oh, our crowd will really dig what they do. And I think I think there were a lot of bands like that this year. I can't believe it's already over
so fast. So fast. Well, hold on, I'm pulling up Alex's notes. Why is there fucking cops outside of my house right now?
Probably for you.
Your behavior.
Dude, I got fucking...
overall general behavior.
Your car? Probably taking your car again?
Jesus. Gentlemen, brand new sponsor alert. Brand new sponsor alert. 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 Alert.
That was weird.
I still say we spent way too much money on that brand new sponsor alert, but at least we got to use it.
Dave, you don't know where to spend your money.
Jay, it goes on like this for 15 minutes.
Hamilton Devices, our brand new partners. They make the best vape technology, the best vape devices on the fucking market. They work with most vape cartridges, all your favorite vape cartridges. If you want a nice fucking thick, cloudy, smoky vape hit, they are the way to go.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And they have next level pieces. They have the PS1, the KR1 with both function as electric pipes, and the Starship, the maximum vape pen outfitted for
name of
cartridges.
Joe Rogan's comedy club.
Yep. The comedy Starship pipe, maximum vape pen, powerful and mighty, outfitted for three cartridges and the most massive of rips. The Starship is such a beast that the employees here at Gas Digital couldn't handle the hits. That's right. Tom's dead. As a result, we decided to give away a Starship this upcoming week on a live Legion of Skanks this Monday at the stand. Make sure you be at our live shows for a chance to win the Hamilton Devices vape.
Yeah, that's going to happen all the time now. By the way, now that we partner with Hamilton Devices, if you guys want some fucking vapes, show up at the live shows because we will be giving them away.
Yeah, show up. Make sure you go to HamiltonDevices.com as well for all the best in your vape battery needs. Use the promo code LOS15. You're going to get 15% off your order. One more time, it's Hamilton Devices, HAMILTON Devices.com, promo code LOS15 for 15% off. All right. Let's get back into it. Tell us if you almost got another ticket.
I guess not that interesting. I dropped my son off at school. It was when the bell was essentially ringing this morning. Mm-hmm. So I just pulled up in front of school and I had him get out, but I didn't realize it was a cop right in front of my car saying, "Do not do that." I was like, giving him a hug and a kiss. I was like, "I'll see you later, bub." And then he got out and the cop's like, "You over there." And he fucking pulled me over. I was like, "Officer, please. I just dealt with this."
Did you say that?
Well, I told him, I was like, "Listen, officer, you're gonna put my name in there and it's gonna tell you that I got a warrant. Now hear me out." I swear to God, I said this to him. I was like, "I'm already dealing with this. I got a court date." I was like, "Just so you know." He was like, "Well, if that doesn't come up," and I was like, "I don't know. I'm just letting you know when it comes up that this is what's going on, because I just got a ticket at the airport." Then he came back over and he let me off on with a warning.
Nice.
All right. Wait, so you didn't get a ticket?
I didn't. I almost got a ticket. Almost two tickets. He almost tried to give me a ticket as well for no license plate on the front of my car.
You don't have to in Jersey, though, right?
No, I guess you do. Oh, okay. But it just doesn't look as cool. Dude, I almost got a ticket for my tinted windows. I brought my fucking car to get the windows tinted, right? I was like, "Give me the darkest it can legally be tinted." This is what I told the body shop. And they're like, "All right, cool." And then they gave me like full-fledged blacked out Batman windows. You can't see anything in them. And I was like, "Really? This is legal?" So then one time I got pulled over and they were like, "Yeah, your windows can't be this tinted." It had like a little like...
You're like, "Can't they?" Just pulled off. "Oh yeah, how about if I'm Batman?"
They have a thing that tests the tinting, like the percentage of the tint on the window. The cops carry.
You're like, "But if I, sir, if you could see through my windows, you'll see that I also have NOS gas in the bottom."
I roll up the window. I'm like, he's like, "I see you."
"Do you though? Do you?"
Oh, fuck. So yeah, I didn't get a ticket. All right, what is this? This autistic teen that was dragged off a train. That's kind of funny.
Is it?
What, I don't know, dude.
What was the autistic? Oh no, I think it could be hilarious. I'm saying, what was the reasoning?
What's a little background on this?
Let's see. I don't know.
He was like, autistic kid gets dragged off a train. You guys work with that.
Video shows teen with autism dragged off train
and beaten.
Beaten in disturbing attack. Here's the problem is, but no offense, I'm not going to say black people, but we'll just say people from poor communities. Mm-hmm. They don't really know the difference between autistic and a jerk off. Because if you're just like, there's a fine line. Like if it's just some fucking.
Lewis, you didn't know that.
What?
In Washington. Remember in DC?
Oh yeah, that guy hit me up again. By the way, I won't say exactly the story because we promised his family that we never told the story. Yeah. But he hit me up and he just wrote me a DM being like, "Don't think I forgot."
Oh, wait, he's coming after you?
Maybe. I just want to tell the story on the podcast.
This ain't over. I have to say it 13 times. This ain't over.
It's fucking crazy. Fuck you, dude. This ain't over. How about that? It ain't over,
dude. It's one of the funniest things. We never told it.
No,
that's a bummer.
I won't give any details. I'll say there was a kid who showed up at a comedy show who fucking started popping off, right? And I had to fucking, you know, we'll just say that, you know, I put him in his place in my own way. and then he fucking
turns out full-blown retarded.
No, he was just like, yeah, he's like had autism,
crazy strong,
like a fucking crazy kid. And then his mom reached out to us being like, hey, please don't talk about it on the podcast, because he's like a massive fan. He, you know, he's had like issues in the past. I don't want to like have him spiral because he's a fucking crazy kid. So we never talked about any of the details or what happened on the podcast, even though he was a fucking absolute asshole who fucking, you know, crossed many a lines.
Well, he hasn't forgotten.
And he hasn't. Now he sent me a somewhat cryptic, threatening message saying that he hasn't forgotten about what happened that night.
Watch your ass, boy.
He talks like Jack Nicholson's Joker because I'm Batman.
I haven't forgotten what you did that night, Lewis.
You'll never find me behind these tinted windows.
Washington Ave. Okay, let's see. Is the blurred out the boy?
Yes.
The sermon video shows 15-year-old boy was brutally assaulted at 181st in Fort Washington. This is Washington Heights. These are Dominican people, not black people. It should be noted.
Well, is the kid black?
I don't know. He's an autistic black person. Aren't you like, you're like, well, but what is that? What does that mean? They can't dance?
Still dunk, probably.
Still got that big dick.
Still got that big old fancy dick.
Good. Let's see.
Well, she's training him. He wasn't walking where she was dragging him.
What happened here?
You know why she's dragging him off?
I don't know what's happening. And let me just say, if it's just the girl, then I don't even feel bad for him.
Yeah, it seems that might be his nurse trying to make him like not. You have to go home.
Well, maybe she's telling him to come. Get off. Come on, get off right now. Come, get off, daddy.
All over me.
Go ahead.
Bobby, we don't have any like backstory. Was he like, did he do something or something good went down?
So the article doesn't really say anything about what
he ate. He ate all of her paint.
You gonna buy me new paint?
That ain't a snack.
You gonna buy me that new paint?
Go ahead.
Retard attacked. Retarded 15.
I see her like dragging him around, but it says brutal assault.
Also, hold on. But what does autism even fucking mean? Like, autistic people can get into fights. This isn't like. This seems like a bunch of teenage kids that are fucking assholes, right? So this
like severe autism can be like very.
Well,
like
exactly. Who, like, actually, that's true, right? So is he like a kid who's like, you know.
Or is it like, you know,
heard exactly. Shouting racial slurs? No, I think that they
he just laughs too loud.
It's a big range on the spectrum that goes from like being like you can't speak at all and you freak out to just being like a libertarian.
Yes.
It's
what does autistic even mean?
I don't know,
like,
if this kid needs magnet buttons. Oh, okay. There's the brutal
beat. Oh, they no, he you gets jumped. Them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He got fucking jumped by all these kids. He got beat up real bad.
I mean, read up real bad, even though like weak ass kids.
So fun. I just, the people, everyone standing with their phones out is the craziest.
Hold on, pause it. You hire a German. I love the Puerto Rican girls that were watching.
I hope these people get caught and they get punishment. I'm praying for that young boy. I hope he do good and get his connected services so they support him and his family.
Heather Park.
I hope they caught and charge appropriately. By the way, appropriately, she's so happy it fixes the word for you when she spelled it. She held him and dragged him from his train to train on the platform and wouldn't even allow him to leave. They need serious jail time.
Oh, shit.
Is there another one I can do a crazy impression of?
I wish there was more.
What's going down here?
Nate is FaceTiming me. Give me a second. Let me just answer it because he keeps on trying to, and I'll have to say hi to everybody. Oh, never mind. It's over now. Well, no, because he was actually FaceTiming me with a fan of Legion of Skanks. This has been the reason he's been trying to for like a few days. I guess some dude in Norway is a huge fan. And he was like, I'm going to FaceTime me with this guy. And then I thought the guy would be super excited to be on Legion of Skanks.
Oh, yeah.
No, not because he's rich, Jay. I'm not you. I don't care about my fucking famous friends. I'm not a star fucker climber, asshole, jerk off.
I've been called three times by Korn during this show. I keep sending a voicemail.
Korn calls you.
Yeah, as a group. They all sit around one phone. They go, guys, you know what? I'm having a little bit of writer's block over here. Let's play on the horn with Big J. But I'm like, I'm doing
a show.
Dude,
the horn with Korn is a great podcast. They started a podcast called On the Horn with Korn.
Will you take your calls, man?
No real structure.
They just give advice to Cole and Joe.
It's Fieldy. You're on the horn with Korn. It's
just hey, giving head, random advice. Right. Do you love her or do you love the idea of her? All right. Anyway, thanks for calling in. You're on
hey
the
guys,
horn.
What's
Korn.
Respectable television size for a bedroom of a family? I'll handle this. Monkey, go ahead.
Monkey.
I'd say 65 to 70 is respectable.
55 is going to get your friends to rip on you pretty hard. You're going to want to at least be at 65.
Jonathan, do you want to chime in? Ramdu rata.
Habadingdu.
That's always his advice. It's just that.
Baratin scatin budu batin scatin.
It is just death metal scat.
Okay.
It's all Jonathan David says is death metal scat.
Oh yeah.
Oh, fuck me, dude. That's
ski
so
baba scaba dope. Doom da doop da doop.
Twist.
Dude, I watched A Man Versus Food today. Do you know he calls his fans the MVFers? I like that.
MVFers? Ooh. Because
yeah. He throws it out in the thing where he goes like, and we're about to get down with this challenge, MVFers.
Like, we need new things, right? So like, we have skank hands, which is fucking great. Obviously, skank shake, awesome. You know, but you know, we need a couple of new little things. We got to keep the fucking brand, you know.
Yeah, when was the last time you even gave yourself a new nickname, Lewis?
I mean, I do it all the time. Probably monthly.
I stopped paying attention.
Thing of things, point guard of podcasting.
New intro, new, maybe like a logo overhaul?
No, we're not changing the logo.
No, I mean, but like something like, yeah, you're right. It's got to be the original. But I'm saying you can make it like a flashier in some way. We just do that all the time anyway with...
Dude, we should make it do a new logo like how Pepsi would. Remember, they'd really just change it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Would people even notice?
Let's give them pupils. You guys notice? He goes, two of those drips are different. We reverse two of the drips.
What if we just? Oh no, you know what we'll do. Let's announce that the skanks. First of all, let's give them a name. Okay.
That's true. But, it's pretty crazy that we have. Well, the skank. I've always called him.
I never gave him a name, but let's announce that he is both black and gay.
Yes. Oh.
When people
why are
come
we not
at
press
us,
releasing
I like
that.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, dude.
I'm getting ready to do a major press tour.
I don't know if gay really gets you that much mileage anymore. I think it's got to be trans.
Yeah.
Yes,
the logo.
No, I'm not going to fucking. I don't want to. Then I'm going to have to want to kill my logo.
No. You just gotta, hold it back because we're gonna get so much brownie points out of this.
You realize, dude, is one of my nicknames.
Dude. Every press thing I do, I'll go on.
He is technically black. Make an announcement
that he goes, pretty big news in the Legion of Skanks world. Our logo has come out as trans black.
Trans and black.
Come out as trans and black.
He was black in the closet for his whole life.
Yeah. No, let's add a little bow to her hair, a little bit of lipstick.
Okay.
All right, we'll make her trans and black. A fucking fierce, big, tall, black trans. There we go, look.
Yeah, maybe a high top, maybe a little like a high top fade.
See, I've always thought the Skanks logo was just in blackface.
Nope.
Yeah, we always assumed.
Yeah.
Turns out he was just black.
black man. You guys are racist. We told our logo's black.
Yeah, we thought he was in blackface.
Look at our logo, it's totally black.
Turns out it's a black woman who was trapped in a man's body.
Yeah. His lips are ashy. Sure. Yeah. Besides that, that's a black trans right there.
That's what we got to do.
I'm not racist. I have lots of black logos.
Some of my best logo, but logos are black. we have to fucking keep on reinventing the wheel, which, by the way, we didn't even plug this. Skankfest tickets are going on sale April 10th at 1 p.m. Eastern.
They'll be sold out April 10th at 2 p.m. Eastern. So
no, they'll be sold out at 1:03 p.m. Eastern. Like they're not going to last. They're not going to last more than 5 minutes. We have more people than we've ever had before. Obviously all your favorites, the people you love. We're not announcing the lineup until maybe the night before. But a bunch of people that have never
2,000 more tickets.
A bunch of people that have never done it before. Like, really, it's going to be the best lineup we've ever had. Also, I think we're not doing Vegas again next year. I think we've decided that. Me and the team have talked about it, and I think there's a lot of energy in announcing the new location, and we have a couple little irons in the fire right now that could work. So, get your tickets because this will be the last time we're at Vegas for quite some time. And Vegas, if you guys went in the past, you know exactly how fucking special it was. It's absolutely fucking crazy. This is it. So April 10th, 1 p.m. Eastern, skankfest.com. Grab your tickets, presented by Yokratom. Yokratom coming back for the third year in a row to be the marquee sponsor for the festival. Fucking incredible sponsors of the festival.
.com.
Hell yeah.
All right, real quick, gentlemen, in honor of International Women's Month, we have to talk about one of our great new partners on the show, which is feetfinder.com. If you're a creep like me, mm-hmm. you like a nice old fucking toe in your mouth, I'll tell you right now, Feet Finder is a place to go.
They're not going to actually put a toe in your mouth. Yeah, it's not. This might be false advertising here. You will not actually get a toe in
your mouth. You can fuck these girls.
It does sound like it helps you like triangulate their location. All right, I've got their feet. They're somewhere in Western Pennsylvania.
Well, look, I'll tell you right now, if you guys are into feet, and there's a lot of people that are out there, this is a specific website designed to find chicks with fucking awesome feet, every type of foot. Sometimes you like a big toe. Sometimes you like a small toe. Sometimes you like the big middle toe that's longer than the rest of the toes. Sometimes you want a hammer toe.
Sometimes you want to get jacked off by all those toes.
Well, I know you're in toe country at feetfinder.com. So go to feetfinder.com and click around. Find some amazing creators. Find some amazing creators. You click around. They have some fucking hot chicks with hot feet. Look at those big toes right there.
Oh, you can come all over those probably if that's your thing.
There's one chick with a broken foot. I never even thought that was a thing.
Oh my God. Guys, I'm going to pop.
Now there's some girls, they put their weight on it too. So there's like one chick, she was 215 pounds. So is that like,
but she was 9'10", right?
But is it like, what does that say about her feet? Just like that they're sore and like kind of swollen.
Well, I'll tell you what they are. They're rectangles. They are the same width from toe to pinky as they are from it's insane. It's complete like doors.
Oh, and this girl right here, she's Latina as well, which means that her feet are doing a lot of walking likely.
Oh, yeah. Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, caramba. Feetfinder.com, brand new partner of the Legion of Skanks. Go there. Let them know that we sent you. All
right, check them out.
Jay, you brought this up. Look, let's watch it. There's this new kind of mumble rapper. Very excited about it. I haven't seen it.
I'm excited about it. I'm glad to see someone like making good music in another line. I'm usually not into foreign language music at all. Rammstein a little bit, but I never became a huge fan because it's in another language.
Yeah.
But this, I think, crosses over that.
It's great. What language does he speak?
A universal language.
It's Italian.
He's Italian. Oh, all right. I was just in Italy.
Yeah. So you should understand most of this.
I love it.
Ricordo ancora quando mi diceva no, che sarebbe stato meglio se non
fosse. Oh, Jesus, Jay.
He doesn't like rap.
Jay, I was just a retard in Italy. What are you doing to me? All right, good.
Yeah, if you don't hear the lyrics, it's not going to make sense.
I don't hear it.
Why is there no sound now?
Bobby?
Bobby, we lost Bobby, sound.
You pissed at us?
Sound cut out after you paused, Bobby.
Bobby killed himself.
Bobby's gone. He saw this guy and killed himself. He headbutted a mirror and then slit his throat with a piece of glass.
Sorry, my Zoom crashed. I'm back.
Oh, this is Zach. Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. I'll bring it back. Hold on.
Jay, we don't speak Italian.
Oh, I think Bobby translated the lyrics.
Yes, I did.
Oh, Bobby, I gotta see the lyrics.
All right, hold on.
And we could play the song while we read the lyrics to you.
I have to minimize it. Give me a second.
Sure. It's probably because
Bobby's doing his own show here. I don't know what the fuck Bobby's doing.
Sorry, my Zoom just crashed. I don't know.
Bobby's got that small TV.
Damn, some small TV energy.
Now I'm at the studio.
Damn, Bobby, you got some small TV energy going today.
So it's a mentally handicapped or physically handicapped or both? What is that? What is the disease there?
Well, I guess we'll have to find out when we read these lyrics, right?
Cerebral palsy really sucks.
Yeah, help. He's doing the thing from Metallica 1. He goes, kill me. Every day is new pain. Kill me.
Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see. Absolute horror.
If I could speak, live, I could have a die. Friend. Jesus has taken my sight, taken my voice, taken my body.
Bobby?
Yeah, give me one second.
What's up, crashing out still? Still crashing over there?
Yeah, really, Bobby really does always sound like he's in pain when he comes like,
yeah. Ah, Christ. Oh, man.
I'm trying to get them both on the screen. Here we go.
Ah, jeez.
like a shank put right in his side. Like, not a vital organ, but like, he doesn't know.
Bobby's tweak from South Park. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
It's all crashing down.
All right, here we go. Can you see both screens right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I assume this isn't this part here, right? It's when you start singing.
He's objectively more attractive than Gay Blind Mike still, right? Yeah. Hey, Alex. Yeah. Alex. Right? Like, you would rather, if you had to fuck one person, Gay Blind Mike or this retarded Italian rapper.
Yeah, no, this guy for sure.
Oh, yeah, man, thick neck,
dude.
That's
I bet
mean.
He's swinging a piece.
Dude, he looks like he could fucking munch a pussy. I'll tell you that much.
Like, oh, my God.
He looks like he just tasted a sour pussy.
Yeah. His face is aerodynamic for eating pussy.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's what I realized his disease looks like. It looks like he just ate like a whole bag of Airheads.
Yeah. He's got sucked lemon
yeah,
lips.
Play him. Yeah, look, the way you like.
Start from the beginning,
you're trying
Bobby?
To rap with an Airhead in your mouth.
Start from the beginning, Bobby, because I'm going to do the lyrics.
Start it again, you said?
Yeah, please.
All right.
I'm going to do the lyrics. I don't remember it, homie. They'll be better. I haven't been born.
Oh, they said that to him? That's sad.
That they would conquer the whole world and that no one else would ever stop them. I still remember when they told me. And if I would have been better if I hadn't been born. Oh, it's it repeats. They would conquer.
Oh, this is the hook, dude.
And that no one else would ever stop them.
Does he have no arms? There they are. Never mind.
Are you done bragging? You think you're a king, but in reality, you're just a butt. Ha 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 ha. Lose those tones because of you. I have zero fear. Zero. We know by now that there's no comparison between the two of us. I will always be the best because I am Coke and you are Pepsi.
Well, what is it? I say it's more like Coke Zero.
Bro, are you doing this because they teach you manners or maybe because your mom is not a good woman?
something might be lost in the translation on that one, bro, in his defense.
But these here, instead of working,
you know what I'd like to imagine that Bobby Hutch went and learned Italian to translate this.
Hey guys,
he's like, Jay told me to translate it off. And I've been spending weeks now learning Italian.
I go to sleep listening to it, to these tapes. They make their stories where they disagree just to get a few likes. Good fool, you can play it. Good fool, if you get applause from these people, it means you've already failed. Rather go wash the dishes than come here without real facts. Not rich.
Can I read some of the comments on the actual video?
Sure.
Are people being nice or are they being supportive?
Rich, no, we are not, but one day we will be. You go on making fun of us, that sooner or later we will overcome you. No.
Bobby, just hit the subscribe button. I feel terrible. Jesus, do it. Bobby keeps on hovering over it and not clicking it.
Are the comments turned off on this?
They're Italian as well.
Oh no, Bobby, yeah. Translate please.
Bobby, you didn't spend 6 months learning this language.
Well, Bobby, it's all came down to this. Don't make those classes for nothing, dude.
Oh my God.
Be careful.
I mean, like, so who put, like, you know, like, we are making fun of it as we should, but like, who is.
What compliment, you know, like, DeVero? This shit is fire. Fire.
Keep going, bro. Wow. Okay. Respect this man's art.
Most people in his shoes wouldn't try with this.
It's true, but don't you see sometimes.
That is a fair point.
Don't you see sometimes, like, there'll be like a. There'd be a guy like with like a disease like this in the gym and they're like lifting weights and they're like fucking just like they finally get it over their head and they do their thing and they're like, yeah, bro, it's supposed to inspire you. And I'm like, I don't know, dude, I wouldn't try. I barely try now, and just because I have love handles. So I'm like,
that's what it is. It's you're getting so much. You're trying, but maybe you shouldn't.
That's what I'm just saying.
Because when the best outcome is going to be not good.
Yeah, it's deleting the negative comments.
Of course,
they're definitely deleting the negative.
They
ones.
Should.
Yeah. They're all positive.
Go support this guy. We're not saying anything bad. Support this guy, please.
No, what I'm saying is that. But support him because you know you respect his.
No,
pride.
I'm saying hold his body up. Support him. He cannot walk by himself.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen his shoes.
Christine.
Oh fuck, dude! Poor guy. What is it? What is the disease?
I'm sure he has some kind of dystrophy, a palsy.
What's interesting is that there's absolutely nothing about him on the internet besides his music. There's no Wikipedia. There's no information.
Good pause screen, Bobby.
Okay, I'm gonna have him do the fucking. I'm gonna have him do the intro music to my special.
Hell
yeah!
Just retarded and, Italian rap. That's the best, dude.
And announce you. Yeah, to say just do it phonetically. Have someone write it out for him phonetically. Do as real as dude is do as.
Hey, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Puerto Rican rattlesnake, do as.
Do it, they dumb as.
Do as they deal as dude.
The darkest formerly known as the tower turn of them and they do.
The point got a comma baby.
Dude, I want to hear retarded Indian music.
Oh, they have so much back seat. They have a film from the back seat because he's always turned.
Can you please try to find retarded Indian music? Because Indian
Bobby,
music,
please.
If you can find retarded Indian music right now, Bobby, you get a raise. Right now. It's gonna be like
how big of a raise?
Not
10%.
Big.
10%.
10%.
Wow. It's a solid raise.
A solid raise.
That's pretty damn good.
Let's go.
There's got to be something.
It's all on the line, Bobby.
Looking.
Wow. Didn't happen. Do you think, like, do Indian people like Indian music when they hear that, like, or like you like the ISIS theme, right? Like,
what's that? Is that guy retarded, Bobby? The guy who does, you know, that famous. Was that famous where the guy and his sister, I think, are singing? I don't think they're retarded.
When the people like in ISIS hear the ISIS theme, do they hear it the same way I hear, like, We Will Rock You? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know the ISIS music? Play the ISIS music, Bobby. It's actually pretty cool. Like, all things considered, if I was like a bad guy pro wrestler, like, this is why WWE has fallen off, because if this all happened now, the there'd be Sheik. Beheadings, dude. There'd be beheadings. There'd be an ISIS character in the ring, dude. John Cena would get fucking
beheaded.
Beheaded.
He'd have to give like a forced confession.
Yeah. They'd cut the clit off of Ric Flair's daughter, whatever her name is.
I gotta tell you, I don't know if we can trust the information because it was coerced through waterboarding.
Yeah, I wish WWE still had like jobs as like characters. They don't have that, but like today it would be like they'd be like the fucking like woke liberal,
yeah,
fucking Nazi.
That really was such a great time when we were kids, and they were just like, it's Luke the locksmith, and like he would just come out and body slam someone.
It's the video game tester.
Dumpster Drossy is here. He's a garbage man that also wrestles.
He swings by in his cab driving outfit.
By the way,
I just went up to Stanford to the New York Comedy Club, and when you drive by, they moved WWE directly across like the highway. It's on the other side now, so like that kind of far away building. It's like right there on the highway. It's pretty cool looking.
I remember still as a kid driving by the old WWF building every time, you'd be like, whoa, there it is. And you'd think you'd like go in and the Ultimate Warrior would be standing there like his naked with no shirt on, like just reading paper.
Yeah, like completely in character.
I've been waiting for you. I saw Jim Duggan's on the toilet.
Oh, is that Lewis? You'd all be here.
I literally tell my mom, like, Mom, can we please stop? Let's just stop at the WWF building, please. She's like,
doesn't work that way, you fucking idiot. Does it crush your dreams so you stop asking? The Undertaker doesn't live under that building. He's a regular guy who has a family. He takes care of his kids by this. That's what I'm almost saying. If I was a kid now and you go by, you're like, oh shit, you're like in it. It's like right on the highway, the huge right WWF there. Sign now. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Looks for. I don't know if that's a dial back because they've had taken hard times, or if that's like an upgrade.
Are they on hard times? I think they're fucking doing better than
no
ever.
Idea.
I'm not positive, but
it'll
think,
never be what it was ever.
No, I think they're making more money than they've ever made. Like, look it up, Bobby. But and Bobby, you watch pro wrestling a little bit. My assumption, I mean, WrestleMania. Is a massive, I mean, such a massive event.
Sure.
Like the amount of people that fucking are like, it's like a whole weekend event, like multiple cities are doing
it.
Like,
does feel like I don't think it's everyone, it feels like
makes no money.
Everyone watched WWF when I was a little kid, and it doesn't feel like that today. But I really think that's just my like perspective because
I think when we were kids, I think it was much more niche. When we were kids, I feel like the people who liked wrestling, there was a handful of people that liked pro wrestling when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? It was almost like a weird thing. Like not everybody liked it. My group of friends liked it, but
I thought all the kids like all the
then
boys.
It got very popular, very mainstream. By the time I got to high school,
yeah,
and The Rock stuff. And Stone Cold,
yeah, that was
off.
A huge.
But like
huge
during time. The Shawn Michaels, Big Daddy Cool era, that was still pretty fucking niche.
Well, I think it went like, down. I think it took like a dip. I mean, I might just be telling you what happened to me.
Sure,
but I stopped. Watching it completely during those
years. He's like, I don't know, dude. I think people started becoming interested in girls.
I don't think anybody watches wrestling anymore. They just like, you know, watch the shows that I watch and do the things I do.
People don't watch wrestling anymore. They're too busy doing stand-up comedy and making podcasts.
Time for it.
Yeah. You're a libertarian.
I know a strange amount of adults that love wrestling.
But that's what I'm saying now. And it's, it is partially like the member berries nostalgia thing, right? So all of our entire generation sort of likes it. Like everyone will be caught watching a wrestling thing once in a while or going to a WrestleMania party or going to a live show.
I'm
one phone call away. And so are you, Dave. If Big J called us and said, hey, dude, 3 months from now, there's a Royal Rumble or whatever. Let's all get tickets. We could all be convinced to go spend $500 on a ticket and go do something like that just for a fun night out with a bunch of friends. And I think there's a lot of people that are like that now, but I think wrestling right now is very, very like mainstream.
Bobby, have you got these numbers? We could solve this.
Yeah. Is it more popular or less popular, Bobby?
We've been vamping
for an hour.
I don't have a keyboard here. So play me out, Jay.
He's going to come on. He's going to like, so I was looking at the numbers.
Business is worth $100 billion.
He's gonna die right before he gives us the answer.
Every keystroke is pain. It was substantially more pop.
Yeah.
I've got fibromyalgia.
The answer undoubtedly is.
Sorry, I was looking up. I was trying to get my raise. I was looking up Indian.
He's still looking up Indian.
You were still working on that.
I was when you started this conversation.
Are you on your knees on a broomstick or something?
He doesn't even know the question.
Myself.
Bobby, are you sitting on top of some sort of crazy torture device? Like one of the pyramids that go up your ass and they put weights on your feet?
Wait a second. Bobby, are you just playing it cool right now and a guy's got you and Tanya at gunpoint and we're not reading the signals?
Sure, guys. I'd love to pull up that video. Hang on.
Bobby's been trying to give us like a code word the whole time.
Like, maybe I'll check it out at the Alamo.
The Alamo always has the best videos. You're like, Bobby, what the fuck is this talk about the Alamo? Just give us the data.
If things go well.
Lewis is warming his hands. He's so bored.
No, dude, I'm trying to fucking get this thing there. The mouthpiece gets all clogged.
Yeah. Every machine's got their little problems. Vamp.
Bobby, is the WWE worth more money today or 10 years
ago? It's worth more money today, yes, for sure. I'm looking at the ratings. I'm trying to see if it's more.
The ratings, I go by popularity based off what is it worth.
Well,
if it's making more money today than it was making 10 years ago, that's the value in the company.
Yeah.
Ratings come and go. The internet, there's a weird way to you know, how do you even look at ratings anymore?
WWE's had some times where they almost went bankrupt.
Yeah, well, actually, WWE is looking to sell now, and their price tag is $9 billion.
Yeah, I think they're way bigger than they were even when we were kids.
Yes, they're way bigger.
I googled when was WWE the biggest, and there's a GivenSport.com article that's claiming 1985.
WrestleMania 3, but that's like
I think they're like just saying that this was like, you know,
that's the story of WrestleMania being at the Silver Dome, that like big giant fucking moment. That's like a big moment. I don't know, like with the internet and with the way, like, it's more popular now than ever.
No, you know what that was? I watched this whole I think it was one of the WWE, it was the WrestleMania biography, and I didn't realize that the popularity of that, the smartest thing they did was get that MTV crossover. Cyndi Lauper, of all people, is responsible for how big it got in that short amount of time. So they started doing, I don't remember that. They used to do WWE show or WWF shows on MTV.
Mm.
Like Rock and Wrestling, it was called and stuff. I didn't remember that really, but I
used to love wrestling. They said in terms of ratings, they say the highest rating ever was in 1999. They had 8.1 million watch an episode of Raw.
But that's also really.
I thought it was going to be the Goldberg versus Hogan.
But what is that? A pay per view?
No, Goldberg? It was. I don't even remember. It was a Monday Night Raw. Monday Nitro. That they And that's what if you watch those,
that's probably
WCW.
That's probably in the top, you know, rated ones as well. Yeah, I mean, but I don't even look at a single. So no, okay, regard, right? The Kimbo Slice fighting on network television was, I believe, still to this day the highest watched MMA fight in MMA history. To this day, Kimbo versus like Dada 5000, whatever that fucking guy's name, or one of Kimbo's fights, and it was for a company that doesn't exist, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the highest rating thing. Doesn't really mean as much to me as what is a company worth today as a business, as a commodity. All those wrestlers are multi millionaires. Back in the 80s and 90s, a few guys were making a lot of money. These guys are fucking superstars now.
More money for Vince.
Oh yeah.
I get what you're saying, but in a sense, you're kind of asking, because the money thing, it's almost like money, you know, like the value of money today versus the 80s is kind of different. But like in terms of like how many people are into it, is almost like the question I'm getting. Like, are more people into it now, or were more people into it then, is more to me kind of like the question. But
yeah,
well, I don't know.
I think those are both two. Look, if I'm looking at my own career, the amount of money I make and the amount of fans that I have are the two big metrics. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Like, ultimately, what really matters is the amount of money you make when it comes down to like supporting your family. And
you hear that, fans?
You mean nothing to me. But no, the reality is you can't have one without the other. So the amount of
fans, you're a means to an end.
Or how about the money as a means?
I'd watch you all get taken by a storm if I had to. Would mean nothing to me.
There's simply a little more money.
Just dollar signs drifting off. It's fine. There's more where you came from, expendable person.
There's dollar signs picking up in a tornado.
Oh shit.
Let's
wrap it up. What is that sound?
It's the sound of a car being towed.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
My girlfriend's banging another guy in the bedroom. What is that sound right now?
It sounds like SEX. All right, everybody, we will catch you guys Monday live from the stand in our next show. Always a fun one with the boys. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch Uncle Magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.